Hey, welcome for joining me on the On-Call Empath Show. I'm Raj Montaj. I created this podcast for all the empaths and highly sensitive people out there that want to find a safe space where they can come to and know that they're not alone. Each week, you can expect an expert guest to share their knowledge and expertise. So come with me on my journey and let's grow together. And remember, you're never alone.
You're listening to the On-Call Empath Show.
Hey guys, this is Raj Montaj coming at you with yet another episode of the On Call Empath. Thank you for joining me. If you haven't subscribed to this channel, it would mean the world if you can subscribe, like, and share. It definitely helps me out. And I got a lot more guests coming on this episode. I'm going to be talking about a few points to look for when dealing with a toxic person or a manipulator. Why am I doing this? This episode is because this is what I see across the board with a lot of the people that I coach. It seems like there's always someone, whether it's someone at work, someone you live with, just everyday people that they come across that use these tactics, especially on the empaths. As we know, like empaths, we seek validation. We have problems with our boundaries. A lot of times our trust, we are easily to give our trust to people that are super, super nice in the beginning. I've experienced this. I've noticed a lot of people come out of the cracks that I haven't heard from years, trying to, you know, pick your brain or trying to ask you questions to get something out of you. And that makes me think, you know, what are some of the things we can do as empaths to stop being so vulnerable? So I just wanted to make a quick video, and I think this is going to be very helpful across the board, whether you're an empath or a highly sensitive person. I know a lot of trauma victims that had issues from the past where they're conditioned to always be agreeable. They're always, you know, saying, yes, of course. They're being yes people. Well, in this episode, by the time you're done, you'll at least know what to look out for. So let's go ahead and get started. So the first one is pay attention to the person's reaction when you share something positive. Let's say you get an award, let's say at work, or you've done something really good for other people. Watch their behavior, watch their body language. Yes, they are going to say, great job, and smile and pat you on the back. Yet on the back end, the next day, they might be telling other people that you didn't really deserve it. They'll minimize it. So that's like the first thing that I look for, especially with people. Look at their reaction. Are they coming at you from a place of love, or are they coming at you from a place of question? Like, how did that happen? Or anger, resentment, hostility. So these are some things that you'll typically get. And you necessarily don't have to be a narcissist to do these things. There are many people that are not narcissists that are well capable of being manipulative. So you don't really have to fall in that category. I know a lot of people are quick to judge, like, okay, that's a narcissist. Typically, I mean, it could be just anyone. It could be a coworker. It could be a family member. It could be a good friend that you thought you could trust for years before they turn on you. And I'm not just saying be hyper vigilant. Definitely give everyone the benefit of the doubt. Try to give people a chance, but you also have to look at the fact that if they're coming to you and they try to guilt, instill shame, fear, these types of things are pretty big factors. And I tell all of my clients that look out for these things. And let me go over a couple common things that a manipulator will use. And this has happened to me. That's why I'm actually using these examples. I personally went through it. Number one, they will say something to the fact of you're lying. And that is something that I've heard, especially when you tell somebody something that is truthful and they don't want to hear it. So you'll hear people say like, oh, you're lying. That never happened. How's that possible? They'll question you and actually make you think that, well, maybe I am lying. I mean, and it makes you think. And so that's a pretty common go-to. And another good one is you misunderstood what I said. That's not what I said. You take the words out of my mouth. You'll hear that a lot. And I get that from these manipulators. And my favorite one is you're too sensitive. This goes for the highly sensitive people that are listening in this show. I'm sure you've been called that you're too sensitive. And guess what? There's nothing wrong with being sensitive. You have a highly, your nervous system is a little different from everyone else's, and there's nothing to be really ashamed of. So if somebody calls you sensitive, you know, thank them. That's what I do. I'm like, yeah, I'm sensitive, you know, and, you know, that I'm not going to be apologetic about it. The other thing is unwritten contracts. And this is not anything new. In fact, in the Ford Agreements, if you ever read that book, it's one of my favorite books. We have these unwritten contracts that someone feels that just because I did something nice for you, you have to do something nice for me back, or just because I scratched your back, now it's your turn. My biggest thing is there's no one that said that. That's the other person thinking that. So even when people ask me to do something and I haven't heard from them from a while, they will hold something that they did years ago and say, well, if I say no, they're going to pull that card. So you got to be careful, those types of people, because they will be like, hey, what's up? You know, I went to bat for you back in, 89, and now it's 2022 and I'm asking you, and I thought we were friends. And that's just not how it works. You can't control what other people's expectation is. That's what I'm trying to say. And this is what I tell all my clients. We like to think that we feel like pressured that we have to do something because someone else did something good. Or even if they didn't do something good, they will come to you saying, well, you know, I thought we were friends. And if you were really my friend, you would do it. That type of pressure, that type of manipulation, you have to nip it right in the bud. And I know with a lot of my clients, it's a really tough thing to do. But the main thing to really say is, you know, and if you're really in a bind, just say, you know, I'm not in a liberty to answer that right now, or let me get back to you. And then these types of things gives you time to refocus and really figure out what you're going to say. But the reason I'm mentioning all these different scenarios is because you have to understand that all this insecurity, it's not coming from the manipulator or the toxic person or the person, let's say at your job or your person you're married to. It's coming from something that happened in our childhood, a hurt that's never been healed. And that's what I try to do with my clients, is go all the way back. When was it? Was it on the playground? Was it when, you know, your father or mother didn't, you know, attend to your needs? Were you always alone? And that's why when you grew up, you wanted a little bit more attention. These play a big role, and they're rooted into our adult lives. So once we get older, those things play a role. And so when someone does something to us, empaths or highly sensitive people, it triggers us. And then we go fall right back into that childhood. You may feel like, okay, I'm an adult now, I've gone over it, I've healed, and I forgave that person. But you'll be surprised that in our subconscious, way back when, those things, you know, is really embedded in us. And some of the things that I'm very big on is journaling and subconscious work, inner child work, talking to that inner child. These are some things that you can do to release some of those trapped triggers that you have. And they're very effective, especially if you do it consistently. And that's the main thing that I'm trying to get across is, you know, you can't just get rid of manipulators tomorrow or toxic people or narcissists. These people are always going to be around. So you, as an empath, you owe it to yourself to put yourself first, to be able to say no, not feel guilt, not feel shame. Easy said than done. I get it. But if you work on it every day, try it with maybe somebody that you may not feel so uncomfortable with. Maybe with a stranger, start saying no, and then setting boundaries, and then hold that boundary. It doesn't matter if it's a friend, a lover, somebody that is a good friend. Now think about this: a good friend, a true friend, would respect you. And I want you to think about that. Would somebody in your best interest try to press things and force you to do something you don't want to? Would they disrespect you? Because respect comes both ways. And I'll give you an example. I have a friend, you know, we go out once in a while and he knows me very well. I know him very well. When he suggests something, he asks me how I feel about it. Like, so if it's going to a movie or a restaurant, you know, going somewhere, he will give his suggestions and he'll be like, I know that you don't like large crowds. So he already in his mind is thinking of me, knowing that I don't like to be in a big room full of people in a venue. I'm more of a person where I can handle being, you know, in a medium-sized place with, you know, not too many people. And I don't have to say anything. He knows that. And he doesn't know I'm an empath, but he does know that what my preferences are. And that is a true friend, somebody that puts their needs before yours. And those are the type of people that you want to hold on to. Those are the people that are very hard to find. And a lot of people won't be able to do that, especially empaths. Even when I'm dealing with other empaths, you know, they will be like, well, how do you feel about this? I know like you're a little uneasy going on elevators or going on a plane or being in a large crowd with loud noises. When somebody says that to me and considers me, even if I'm like, no, I'm fine, you know, and then I'll go right back and I'll be like, how do you feel about it? Is this something you want to do? So what we're doing there is we're giving mutual respect. And that is very, very rare these days, because I find like when somebody wants something for themselves, they will maybe play the part until they get something. And then once they get it, they disappear. Or the other factor is like, they'll ask you to do something. Hey, can you do me this favor? And when you put a boundary and say no, they'll make you feel bad. And then they'll go away for like a couple weeks, maybe a month or two, and then come right back and have amnesia and not be like, hey, I was a little busy. Sorry, I took off. So those are the people that you need to watch out for. And personally, I've been through this recently as well. People come in and they go, it's like a bird, you know, they come in, get their food at the, you know, whatever they can get, and then they fly away. And this back and forth, like they're, you know, kind of checking, I guarantee you, they're not doing it just with you. They're doing it with anyone that they can use and manipulate and take from. And those are the vultures that, that plays a role in our psyche. It really affects our lives, especially the empaths. You know, when I coach a lot of clients, you know, they tell me like, you know, I don't understand why, you know, this person does that. And they keep doing it after I told them no. And they keep doing it. You know, the empath just continues to stay with this person. They keep getting manipulated, but they don't see the big picture. So in conclusion, I want to leave you guys with three things. Number one, when you got to do something, don't look to others, do it yourself. That's what I found out the hard way. When you rely on people, fortunately, a lot of people will let you down. Do it yourself. Do it the way you want. That way, people can't come back and say, hey, you didn't do this. Do it yourself. Number two, learn to be comfortable alone. I know that's a little hard for a lot of people. And some people, they have no choice. They are, you know, they're alone, not by choice. And, you know, I have a lot of those people that tune into this program, and I feel you on that. But look at that as a way, you know, being alone can be powerful if you can spend your time, because hey, look at it this way, would you rather be in bad company or would you rather be alone and keep your peace? So what I try to do is, yeah, you have to have a balance, learn to be comfortable alone, try to be good to yourself, try to be your best friend. Whatever you want to do something good for someone, I want you to stop and turn that around and give that to yourself. Take yourself out to a good place to eat. Go do something and spend money on yourself and treat yourself, you know, and do those good things that you would do for others. Turn it around inward. So keep that in mind. And finally, choose who you hang around with. And I've said this in many videos, who you are around plays a very significant role. So if you're in a toxic environment, whether it's a work, family, friends, if there's that one person that's a cancer that constantly is bringing the group down, constantly being hot and cold, they're being super nice to you, saying how great you are. And then the next day, you know, they're saying, well, you know, you're not that great. You know, I didn't really mean what I said. So pick who you choose your time with. And a lot of times I know with my clients that I coach, sometimes they don't have the option to leave this person, or sometimes they're stuck with them in a marriage or a loveless marriage, or even at work, you're with a coworker that you see what's going on, but nobody else sees what's going on because we're empaths. We have that innate natural ability to call out bullshit. And if we call it out, then, you know, everyone is like, no, let's give this person a chance. They're just trying to be, and they're going to give these excuses. And we all know, like as empaths, like who's genuine. We have a meter, we have a BS meter, and always follow that. Always follow that, guys. And so I wanted to make this quick video for a lot of the clients that I do coach, because I know this seems to be coming up a lot in my sessions. So for you guys, I'm really proud of how far you've come. And also the loyal listeners of this program, of this podcast, I want to thank you so much for coming with me on this journey. We're heading towards 200 episodes. I got a ton more guests. These are amazing people that are going to be coming on this podcast, and I can't wait to share them with you. If you guys could please subscribe, like this channel. And if you're listening on the podcast, I would appreciate it if you can also give me a review on Apple iTunes. Definitely helps me out. With that said, keep moving forward. Stay tuned for the next episode, and we are out.